Chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Jehovah cometh. For it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and gross darkness, as the dawn spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after them, to the years of generations and generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as a garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing escapeth them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains, they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before them the peoples are in anguish, all faces turn pale. They run like mighty men, they climb the wall like men of war, and they march every one on his ways, and break not their ranks. Neither doth one press upon another. They march every one in his path, and fall amid weapons, but are not wounded. They spread themselves over the city. They run upon the wall. They climb up into the houses. They enter in by the windows like a thief. The earth quaketh before them. The heavens tremble, and the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And Jehovah uttereth his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is he that executeth his word, for the day of Jehovah is great and very terrible, and who can bear it? Yet even now, saith Jehovah, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto Jehovah your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great loving kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth? He might return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, an oblation and a drink offering for Jehovah your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, hallow a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly, gather the people, hallow the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber, and the bride from her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Jehovah, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare, O Jehovah, thy people, and give not thine inheritance to reproach, that they should be a byword of the nations. Wherefore should they say among the peoples, Where is their God? Then Jehovah will be jealous for his land, and will have pity on his people. And Jehovah will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I send you corn, and new wine, and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the nations, and I will remove far off from you him that cometh from the north, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, his face toward the eastern sea, and his rear toward the Hinder Sea. And his stench shall come up, and his ill odour shall come up, for he hath exalted himself to do great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Jehovah doeth great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth its fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield full increase. And ye, children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in Jehovah your God, for he giveth you the early rain in due measure, and he causeth to come down for you the rain, the early rain, and the latter rain, at the beginning of the season. And the floors shall be full of corn, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall Eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Jehovah your God, who hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, Jehovah, am your God, and there is none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Yea, even upon the bondmen and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be changed to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the great and terrible day of Jehovah come. And it shall be that whosoever shall call upon the name of Jehovah shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Jehovah hath said, and for the residue whom Jehovah shall call.